Inspiration can strike just about anywhere. For percussionist Sunny Jane, it hit him in Dubai, playing a concert in a theme park called the Global Village.
I remember standing on stage and kind of looking out at this circular, you know, arena of these countries, and it's kind of like the Epcot Center of the Mideast.
Most of the regions and countries were represented by architecture.
You know, Turkey's represented by the Byzantine and Arabic art and Ottoman art, and then France is represented by the Eiffel Tower.
But one region was represented by a human.
That was the Americas, which was represented by a white male cowboy with a gun in the holster.
Legs splayed, a giant human archway. You enter by walking through his legs.
And I just sat there like, holy cow, like this narrative of the cowboy and how it just keeps persisting, you know, as this American identity.
And that's when you decided rather than fight it, you would just expand it.
Yeah.
On his new album, Wild Wild East, Sunny Jane plays with the concept of cowboys and Indians. He fuses old country western tropes with instruments and melodies from India. You can clearly hear it on this first track, Immigrant Warrior.
I was thinking about, you know, the journey that my parents took, specifically my father going through like one of the biggest mass migrations in world history in 1947 with the partition and independence of India and Pakistan. Moving to Eastern Punjab and then eventually moving to America, and this courage and confidence that you know, he's kind of traversed the world with, you know, and then the song kind of takes a dip where he enters America. It's a mystery, and he's trying to figure out where's his footing here and his foundation.
You're primarily a drummer, and on this album, you use your instrument to imitate the sounds of galloping hooves or a train thundering down a track. Can you tell us about how you actually do that with your instrument?
Yeah, I mean, I think about Ennio Morricone and his utilization of the snare drum.
The composer who wrote for a lot of old Western films, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he wrote all the spaghetti Westerns of Sergio Leone, where, you know, everyone knows the Clint Eastwood movies of, like, Fistful of Dollars and The Good and Bad and the Ugly. And Ennio had a way of just kind of creating this cinematic landscape with the drum.
Okay, let's listen to a little bit of his music.
So I'm employing it with a little bit of snare drum, but I'm really utilizing this Punjabi drum called a dhol.
Describe what the dhol looks like for us.
The dhol is a big barrel-shaped instrument. It's slung over the shoulder, and there's a high side, a treble side, and a bass side. It's kind of synonymous with Punjabi culture in the sense of it's festive, it's joyous, it's connected to Bhangra music and Bhangra dance and folk music. And so I'm also employing that in the sense of galloping.
Give us a specific track where we can really hear that.
Wild Wild East actually is a good one. Title
Second track on the album.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to create here with the dhol?
I'm trying to create some forward momentum, traveling through desert. I'm thinking about the Thar Desert of Rajasthan. Trying to create a sense of urgency. I'm trying to replace the kind of motifs that Ennio used that to me sound like almost like Native American or Native Indigenous calls, and replacing him with Punjabi, with Indian calls, with these Punjabi rhythms played by the saxophone, the Punjabi dhol.
One of my favorite tracks on the album is a song that translates in English to My Heart is a Vagabond. What's the Hindi name of this song?
Hey, Apna Dil.
Now, I can imagine a cowgirl singing this while the sun sets over the plains. Mm. But this is actually an old Hindi song, is that right?
It is, yeah. I mean, one of the things we talked about, Gray McMurray on guitar here, and this is Ghanavya on vocals, was bringing out that kind of bluesy and country inflection that you hear in Westerns through the guitars, but you certainly hear the bending in Ganavia's voice with inflections of Carnatic music.
Am I right that your father used to sing this song to your mother?
Yeah, there's two Bollywood tracks on here, Aye Mere Dil Kahi Aur Chal and Hey Apna Dil To Awara. My dad would, you know, he was an amateur musician in the sense that he was an enthusiast and loved singing and playing Bollywood tracks on his reel-to-reel, and he had a harmonium and a bulbul tarang, which is like an Indian banjo, and he would take it out and he had like a repertoire of four or five songs, and two of those songs were these two songs on the album.
Now I understand your father died late last year while you were finishing this album. Is that right?
He did. He passed November 14th. He had a decline in health in April, and that was around the time when I was rehearsing all the music. We went into the studio in May. That was a 4 or 5 month process of his eventual decline. Thank you. You know, I was playing him the music in the hospital and rehab, and it was nice to be able to play this stuff for him. There's a little short snippet of Aye Mere Dil Kahi Aur Chal on his actual bulbul tarang that he brought from India that migrated here to America.
I know this whole project is a sort of tribute to him about the journey that he made so that you could be born in the United States, grow up in Rochester, New York.
Right.
What do you think he would think of this album now that it's completed in the world?
I think he'd be pretty thrilled by it. You know, it was interesting after we recorded and everything that was happening with my father, there was 2 or 3 weeks that I couldn't even listen to this music. It was just too painful. It was reminding me what was happening, and I knew eventually what was to come. And it took me a while to come back to it. But I'm thrilled that we were able to make this album, and you know, he was able to hear some of it.
Sonny Jane's new album is Wild Wild East. Thank you for talking with us about it.
Thank you, Ari.